Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, guys.
See how we did that? That was pretty ad-lib right there, slick. Jeff. That was professional stuff. He's cringing. Jeff is like a radio pro. He's cringing how he just did that. Jeff, a lot
behind
of news.
The curtain right there.
Yes. A lot of news. Tons of news. The Penguins, what do you think this – will there be a front office shakeup? You know, you kind of brought that to the surface first yesterday on our show. What is the – give me a percentage that Ron Hextall and that Brian Burke will be back.
See, I'm trying to gauge the Fenway Sports Group, and because we haven't had a lot of experience with them. I don't know if I can give you a percentage right now.
All right, well, let me follow that up and ask you. Have they had, because you said you haven't had a lot of experience with the Fenway Sports Group, have the new owners had one of those, all right, here's a powwow with the local media, get to know us, this is what we're all about thing?
They have not. They have not as of yet. And it kind of got, you know, because it was mid-season, I think they didn't want to ruffle anything. They didn't want to affect the team. They didn't want to, you know, make some huge news or do anything to affect the product on ice. I expect that we will get one at some point, but we haven't yet.
Jeff, where does, or how much, I guess, is the better way to ask this, how much divisiveness or discord may there be behind the scenes? We've got reports that Sidney Crosby's held out of Game 6 despite being healthy enough to play. That report, I would imagine, only comes out if somebody within the organization wants that report to come out. And it's created now a question for me of, why are we getting this again? Why? Maybe it's 4 years in a row of going out in the first round will naturally create some drama, but it reminds me of the final few years of the Shiro Bylsma tenure when it felt like the end of every year was drenched in drama.
Well, first off, that's a heck of a source by Rob Rossi and Josh Yoey. I mean, that's to hold out your captain in Game 6, I mean, that's... I think that they're changing regimes, and you know, whoever would have thought, I mean, you thought Dave Morehouse had a lifetime job, and there may be people that know that they're not part of the future or were part of Dave's team that aren't going to be part. It's hard to gauge exactly what's going on back there, but man, that story really opened some eyes, obviously, when Rob told it on the PM team yesterday.
Jeff Hathorn, he joins right here. We're the Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Who's back and who's not? Give us a rundown player-wise.
Well, Crosby's back.
Yeah, there you go.
That one's easy. I don't think Letang is back. I think Malkin, if the other offers aren't what he thinks, I think he can be back. Rodriguez is a guy that I know they like. Raquel is a guy they like, but the money might be too much. Really, a lot of it bases, like if they were to try to make a run at Letang, then that affects the money for other guys. But I don't think those guys are back. You know, then we're talking about guys like Louis Domingue, who obviously I don't think will be back. I think Casey DeSmith is a good backup, that's an option. But again, it depends on who's running the front office and what ideas they have. But I think Brian Rust is going to be too expensive. I do think we're going to see some major roster turnover with the Penguins this year.
Do you think that this ownership group, regardless of who the management team is, whether it remains Burke and or Hextall, or they decide to move on to other pieces, do you think this ownership group will then commit to, instead of rebuilding and perhaps spending a year borderline playoff team at best, will commit those resources that aren't used on whoever doesn't stick around to bringing in the other kind of names that make this, that keep this team on the fringe of a Stanley Cup contention conversation, at the very least to shoe in for a 17th consecutive playoff appearance?
So what we've been told is that they really want to kind of rebuild on the fly. Like, they're not willing to commit to, okay, this is going to be a rebuild year because we brought all these different guys. They're trying to find young guys that they think can kind of hit the ground running with Sidney Crosby and a few of the other veterans and keep this thing going. Maybe with the realist that, hey, they're going to fight to get in the postseason. But, you know, yeah, they won a division the previous year, but it has been a fight for this team over the last few years. They have not been one of the elite teams in the East, and obviously that's been played out throughout the postseason. But they don't want to just burn it down and start over, because they have Crosby and a few other pieces that they like. And if they're able to find a way to keep a Brian Rust, and obviously Jake Guentzel is an elite player now in the NHL, they want to try to find a couple of young guys that can accent what they do and kind of keep this ship going in that direction and not have any years where they just say, well, okay, this is just a rebuild so we can get back to where we need to be.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Jeff, is there, and I know you haven't spoken to them yet, but you have spoken to people in the upper reaches of the organization at times, is there worry about this drop-off with personality, so to speak, or big names, about the gate and about what that building could look like? We saw the sellout streak end this year. How do they keep that momentum going from in terms of buzz with the Pittsburgh Penguins?
Sure there is. Absolutely there is. I mean, there was concern about attendance this past year. I mean, there were some games, for instance, towards the end of the year when Edmonton came in, and it's like, man, this is a great matchup. Where is everybody? But I think that's become a global thing with all of sports. I mean, Steelers have 8,000 to 10,000 no-shows a game. It's something where, like, all sports teams are trying to figure out a way to get people to come when the home experience is so much better. How do you entice people to come to the arena considering some of the ticket prices that are out there? Yeah, that's a concern for the Penguins. Obviously, the on-ice product is the number one, but there are a lot of things that they and all sports teams are trying to figure out about getting people to enjoy and get those fringe people back to games.
Jeff Hathorn, 93.7 The Fan Sports Director, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. You talked about the first step in the offseason is Malkin and Letang to a greater extent, because you got to find out how much money that may or may not cost you to keep him around if you can. They've already got six defensemen under NHL contracts, Jeff. Do they look to change that, any of those six, if Letang is not back, i.e. The Marino and Pettersson ideas that we saw kicked around during the deadline, do those rocks get turned over again this offseason?
I don't think there's anything that's off the table. I don't know that there's a market to where you could get, wow, we could get this for John Marino, we could get this for Marcus Pettersson. And I think both played well in the postseason, especially Pettersson, I thought, had a really nice postseason. But I don't think that's going to draw you. Let's say even if you package those two together, I think P.O. Joseph's a guy that people want to see worked into the mix, but I don't know that he's as highly a thought of prospect as he was when he first got here. So, you know, you have a little buffer because you have him, but yeah, to your point, I mean, there's not a lot in the minors for people to get excited about, of like, oh, wait, this guy's on the rise, or hey, we could use this guy to trade to help out the team. I mean, when you trade away as many draft picks, and understandably so, because you had that core ready to win right now, it's been hard to replenish that minor league system.
All right, Jeff, we've talked to you a lot about hockey. Hockey Talk brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. What else you got going on the website before we let you go? I know it's a, it's kind of being, a, it's starting to be a slow time, but there's still plenty out there.
Yeah, and locker cleanout is at 10 o'clock today, so we're going to have plenty of stuff from up there. We'll see who we're able to talk with, and Mike Sullivan is going to talk as well, so we'll get some maybe answers to a few questions that we didn't get after the game. And also, next week starts, you know, Steeler OTA, so we're going to ramp up our coverage. Not that it ever slows down.
All right, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff Hathorn, our guy. Hardest working man in show business. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Jeff. Absolutely. Crowley back there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.